Bible believer, and I go to a Baptist church.
I do too.
I think the Baptists get closest to the Bible.
I'm a Baptist. Depends on what you are. I was like, you can't be Catholic because everybody's drinking out here and he's not. I had to come out.
Roman Catholicism elevates traditions above the Bible. The traditions of Mary being assumption up to heaven, that there's a purgatory, those are all traditions and they're more important than the Bible. So I'm a Bible believer.
I was raised Catholic, so.
Yeah.
I mean, that's cool that you understand out here for what you believe, and that's awesome.
Well, if you died tonight, do you know for certain where you would go?
I would go to heaven without a doubt.
Why?
Number one, I love and trust God and I give everything over to Him. I don't feel like because I have a couple of drinks that God's going to disown me. God is loving and He's caring and He loves everybody out here.
Yeah. Well, I know He does love everybody out here, but do you think He's going to let everybody into heaven?
I don't know about everybody, but I feel like I'm good enough in my faith and I feel confident enough in my faith and I've done enough for Christ that I'll be willing to open arms.
What have you done for Christ that would give you merit to get into heaven?
Well, I believe in what He says as far as my religion believes in, which I realize is different from everybody else's sometimes. But I'm a good Christian. I go, you know, we do a lot of things in our church as far as teaching. I deal with a lot of the youth. I do a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
I know it's different, but...
Have you ever done anything to break God's Ten Commandments, to lie or cheat or...
Everybody grows up and has told a couple of lies, but as far as anything else, no.
Yeah. And so what are you going to do to pay for those? What is your payment for those?
We go to confession and we tell the priest what we've done. We confess to God and we do our penance.
Yeah, well, so that may... how would that pay for the sin? Just because, I mean, if I went to the judge and said,
I would love to have one of your little things.
All right.
I'm
going to
go. Can you get it?
Not yet. Okay, now look.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I'm going to go grab my friends, but I'd love to read
all right, let me say one thing, though. If I stole something or stole somebody's car and I went to the judge and said, Judge, I told this person I was sorry.
Right.
How would that pay for the stolen car?
But it's not about that. It's about if you went to the judge, you would do whatever he gave you to do, but would the judge after that still blame you for that? No, you've done your bad deed, you apologize for it. God's forgiving. I don't think God harbors bad will over anyone.
Well, the Bible says that you have to have your sins paid for.
I feel like God paid for my sins whenever he died on the cross. Not that that makes
sense. Even all the sins you committed after you were baptized?
Yes, I did.
You committed all of them.
I think God paid for all of them, yes.
And you don't have to go to purgatory to pay for anything?
I don't feel like I've done anything wrong enough to go to purgatory to pay for it.
Yeah. Well, very interesting.
Yeah.
You sound more like a Baptist than you sound like a Catholic, though. What you're saying is what Baptists believe, not what Catholics believe.
I feel like about the worst thing I've
Mother ever Teresa didn't think.
Don't do that.
Mother Teresa didn't think that she would go straight to heaven.
No, I'm saying that, but...
She said she was going to go to purgatory. Pope John Paul says, yes, she did. So Pope John Paul says he's going to purgatory. You're pretty good.
But it's my time.
You're a Baptist, really.
You're going to get started in just a minute.